The Whistler Naturalists would like to thank everyone who made our 16th annual BioBlitz a success, an event to highlight and research the rich biodiversity in our area. The 2022 BioBlitz included both a June event that focused on schools and alpine surveys that happened at the end of July. In June, scientists gave presentations to 23 classes, about 500 students, at Spring Creek, Myrtle Phillip, Whistler Secondary and Zetelace Community School in Mount Currie. Students had the opportunity to do things like go on guided nature walks and view pollinating insects under microscopes. We hope to inspire the next generation to appreciate and care for nature. In June, BioBlitz scientists also sampled various sites in the valley, including the Gourds Garden area of the Sea to Sky Trail and the Whistler Valley. July's science component focused on alpine biodiversity. We surveyed in the Callahan Valley and Whistler Mountain. We were fortunate to be joined by 30 of BC's best scientists, who applied their expertise to, among other groups, the insects, spiders, vascular plants, mosses, birds, mammals, amphibians, and fungi. Thanks also to all volunteers who helped with logistics. Thank you to Scott Gilmore and Trevor and Chloe Van Loon who gave a presentation about using iNaturalist, and how it helps people share information to learn more about nature. Hundreds of results from this year's surveys are being collated and will be added to the Whistler Biodiversity Project list available on our website, now nearing 5,000 species documented in the Whistler area. Finally, we could not have run any of our BioBlitz events without generous and ongoing support from the Whistler Community Foundation, the RMOW, and AWARE, our charitable sponsor. Also a huge thanks to Whistler Blackcomb, Creekside Market, Tantalus Hotel, Avalanche Pizza, Whistler Cooks, and the Whistler Olympic Park. See you next year. Bob Brett and Christina Swerhan, on behalf of the Whistler Naturalists.